Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch an hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Now, I said last hour we're going to talk a little bit more about the Ron Paul blimp. Nick, you had reported last hour that they did reach their goal of $200,000 raised to actually get the blimp up in the sky and active, I guess, all the way up through December 16th, where they're going to have a reenactment of the Boston Tea Party.
That's right.
Now, they're looking for more money in order to keep the blimp flying around from that point pretty much through the primary in New Hampshire. And then on beyond that, they want to take, I know they want to take the blimp down to, like, Disney World, for instance, and fly it over, which is a brilliant idea. I mean, you want to go where the people are, right?
Well, so. I would think that I would agree that Disney World is certainly a populous place, and it's a nice place to be in January. But, yeah, I'd go to New York City.
They are going to. For the plan.
They probably have some rules against flying above New York City.
They are filing papers in court, from what I hear. So that,
really?
Because it's a First Amendment demonstration. And they seem to have an angle to fly it over New York on New Year's Eve. Over
wow. Time. That would be incredible.
So they're
that beats the crap out of Disney World.
They're approaching that to try to do it through the, you know.
Now, they would have to light the blimp up somehow, right? Is that... Can they do that, like, with lights on the inside
or something? You can certainly see blimps at football games, and
a
lot of those are at night. And yes, the short answer to that is yes, they would be able to do something like that. You know, with those metros, if you can fly it over, like, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago,
right.
Disney World, you're going to be hitting such a tremendous amount of people.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That
and people love that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean... Look, up in the sky, it's a blimp.
It's a blimp.
Yeah.
How often do you see a blimp?
You don't. You don't see it that often.
Yeah, whoever came up with that. And that's the really great thing with this whole decentralized Ron Paul campaign. The Ron Paul campaign has nothing to do with this blimp.
It wasn't their idea.
It wasn't their idea. It's not their official
they're not promoting
logo
it.
Or slogan or anything like that.
You won't find anything about the Ron Paul blimp on
this
his website.
This is Ron Paul Revolution. You know, from what I've heard, it's from the same guy who does the Freedom Phoenix, Ernie Hancock.
Oh, really? Ernie Hancock.
Yeah, but that he certainly was involved in this whole getting the whole thing started. That's what I've heard.
It's a brilliant idea, and that's just how this whole Ron Paul campaign is working. The individuals that support Ron Paul are just coming up with their own ideas on their own. Nobody's, you know, poking and prodding them from the campaign, telling them what
to do.
And
no campaign finance, you know, stuff. They don't have to. The campaign doesn't have to report the blimp.
Right. So, so this is all money that's being raised completely outside of the campaign, and essentially there are no limits on what they can raise for this Ron Paul blimp.
Sure. It's a for-profit blimp.
Well, which is why I want to get into this next story here, because according to the trail at the Washington Post, if folks in New Hampshire have not had enough political advertising on their televisions and the radios in their cars or in their mailboxes, soon they'll be able to simply tilt their heads back and look up. That's because supporters of Ron Paul's campaign for president are leasing space on a blimp that will quietly float across the White Mountains beginning December 15th. Whether the unorthodox advertising technique proves worthwhile for Paul's campaign efforts during the frigid and cloudy winter days in New Hampshire remains to be seen, but the blimp has certainly caught the eye of campaign finance experts who have questions about the legality of its financial arrangements. And we knew it would only be a matter of time before people started going on the offense, trying to bring down the Ron Paul Revolution with all their stupid campaign finance law crap. So that's what they're talking about doing here. However, the Ron Paul blimp has some pretty big cards in its deck that they are prepared to play. The blimp is being run by Liberty Political Advertising, a for-profit company formed just for the purpose of putting the blimp up in the air. The company is offering Paul supporters the chance to sponsor portions of the blimp's journey, ranging from $10 for 1 minute of airtime to $1 million for 10 weeks. On the Ron Paul Blimp website, which is ronpaulblimp.com, the organizers describe this arrangement as the best of both worlds. No limits and virtually no regulations. The ad is on a blimp, but you can also think of it as a floating billboard, says the website. It'll fly for 6 hours per day, generating advertising and publicity while on the ground as well as in the air. Blimp sponsors, the local media, and nearby residents will be able to gather at landing sites to tour the blimp. Those with tickets will board for rides. Informal blimp parties will be organized at scheduled stops around the country as the blimp makes its way to key destinations for maximum public exposure. closure. Now, here is their, I think, the biggest card that they have in their deck. It's Bradley Smith, a former FEC chairman. Now, what's the FEC? The Federal Elections Commission,
mm-hmm.
the very same government bureaucracy that would be busily investigating the Ron Paul blimp to determine whether or not it is or is not legal. So the man who was formerly in charge of the FEC
is consulting them.
Consulting is essentially the lawyer for the Ron Paul blimp.
Yeah, not likely they're messing up here.
From what I've heard, it sounds everything to me sounds like it's within what I know the legal bounds of campaign
right.
finance, and I think they've been careful about it.
Yeah, and the other thing is, by the time they figure out that something's been, you know, gone out of bounds, I don't think that it would matter.
Right. Well, they point that out in the article too. Here again, Bradley Smith, the former FEC chairman, is representing the group and says the for-profit arrangement is no different than if a company formed to sell T-shirts or coffee mugs with a candidate's name on it. Each contributor to the effort would be making his or her own independent expenditure. If the contribution is greater than $250, the donor will have to report it to the FEC. But there are no limits under this plan. And that's not sitting well with some campaign finance experts. Fred Wertheimer, who runs the campaign finance advocacy group Democracy 21.
Fred can kiss my butt. How's that?
Said the point of the enterprise, if the point of the enterprise is to influence the presidential race, it should be set up as a political action committee. That would not only mean disclosing the names of the donors, but limiting individuals to no more than $5,000 in contributions
in 1 year.
Someone
give Fred a tissue. It sounds like he's going to break out in tears.
Well, additionally, I actually went to the Ron Paul Blimp website, and it's, again, ronpaulblimp.com, and it says, why not a PAC? Why not a political action committee?
Mm-hmm.
According to what they say, if they had set it up as a PAC, then if you were to give $100 to the Ron Paul Blimp,
mm-hmm.
you could not give that same $100 to the Ron Paul campaign. So
of course you couldn't.
It would take you down.
That's why Fred's crying.
Yeah. See, they're very upset about this.
I can't do that.
Well, here's what Fred said. He said, is this a legitimate advertising company operating in the normal course of business, or is it a sham operation created to evade the campaign finance laws by posing as an advertising company? That's the issue here. Campaign finance expert Rick Hasen, who teaches at Loyola Law School, says he agrees and expects the Federal Election Commission will look into just that question. But probably not before the blimp gets aloft.
I wouldn't imagine.
Because we all know government just can't move very quickly. So probably they'll be able to fly this blimp around quite a while before the government actually comes up with anything that they've done wrong, if anything. And I think, again, having the former FEC chairman in their corner is going to go a long way.
Invaluable.
Yeah. According to the Ron Paul Blimp website, flight plan has been drafted. We'll send the airship over Washington, D.C., and that's coming up supposedly, I guess, on Monday, and then New York as soon as next Wednesday, before heading north to get in within view of critical primary voters. So as we learn more about the blimp's progress, we will continue to bring you that story here on Free Talk Live. What an amazing, just a stunning outreach expedition.
Yeah, it's it was a great idea. I wish I'd have thought of it.
I never thought they'd get the money. To be quite,
you're skeptical.
It looked like a lot of money.
I thought it was a lot of money, and I thought it might be too little, too late. But there's
many people out there that want to give more. That are just willing to give so much money because they want their freedom back.
Right. There are a lot of people that maxed out on the $2,300, and now here's something they can just go to town on.
Yep. And it's a great idea. It's a great idea.
Now, also, look, talking about the money, I mean, I looked at the Ron Paul website today, and they're almost to $11 million. Now, their goal for this quarter is $12 million. The quarter ends at the end of the year, and so they're definitely going to break through $12 million at this point, even on their regular contributions on a daily basis, not including what they're going to get on December 16th, which is when they're going to be celebrating the Boston Tea Party, and there's going to be another one of those Ron Paul money bombs that's going to come in on that day. They could shoot up to $15 million. By the time all is said and done, because they raised $4 million at the last money bomb. They could do better this time, and they're already at almost 11.
But, you know, the media is going to keep on saying, Ron Paul doesn't have a chance.
Quixotic! So they've got all this money that's coming into the campaign already, and they've been able to raise $200,000 already for the Ron Paul blimp, and, you know, Operation Live Free or Die pulling in $50,000 just to get houses to rent for the activists in New Hampshire. It's just amazing.
They'll be poo-pooing on January the 20th when they're swearing him in. I mean, screw
800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Attention. This is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your dents disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the car, children were squirming and squealing, "How far?" When I come back, I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Some on-the-road boredom busters. On holiday road trips, are your little angels singing, "Are we there yet?" in three-part disharmony? Then try these travel tips from the big guy himself. No, not Santa. Me. For word fun, play letter lingo. Players first look for A words, like artificial Christmas trees. Then B, bright lights. Then the C, Hanukkah candles. And so on. For something melodic, host a family sing-along. The youngest elf in the back seat starts a holiday song, and where that person leaves off, the next player picks up. And for a sure way to banish boredom, count your blessings. That should take you singing all the way to your holiday destination. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. Lots to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you have more debt that you can pay? You don't have to file
then
bank.
You can pay.
That's what I said.
Then
said
you can pay. Oh, sorry. Sounded like you said that to me.
Anyway, do you have more debt than you can pay? You don't have to file bankruptcy. You can pay pennies on the dollar, and your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's a 100% legal and 100% ethical program that will show you how to get out of your debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. That's outin90.com. 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up anything, whether it's the Ron Paul campaign or whatever's on your mind, it goes. So let's go to the email box stuff right now. Brian emails in, says, guys, listen to one of your shows, and I heard a section where Eric called in asserting that as many people who are new to the Liberty Movement do, that consent is implied by remaining in the jurisdiction of the government. And he said, then he goes into some reasons as to why he's wrong about that.
I'm very interested in this.
Right. This is, again, a very interesting discussion because it comes up from time to time on this show, the idea that, well, I never consented to this government. They say that government, at least I think it's in the Declaration of Independence, where it is essentially said that governments are created by the consent of the governed. And so because a bunch of guys consented 200 years ago or 250 years ago doesn't mean that somehow binds me. I never actually consented to this government. Now, I did go and consent to get a driver's license, but then again, I was not even of age at the time that I did that. I certainly didn't consent to Social Security, as an example. So some would say that, well, you consent because you're still here. If you don't like the deal, then you should go and move yourself to another country. You've heard this before, right?
I've heard that.
I've heard it in this city here by a city commissioner.
Yeah.
Essentially, that if I moved into this city, I'm just, this is what the people of Keene want, so I must, it must be good and okay.
Well, I say that's absolute nonsense because you don't actually, no one, when they move to a city, takes the time to read all of the laws that are that apply to that city. Nobody does that.
Mm.
When you move to a new place, you move because there's a job that's bringing you there. You move because family's bringing you there. Or in our case, the Free State Project, we're moving for more liberty because it's just something we want to do. Whatever. Maybe you move because it's pretty and you want to retire. Whatever your reasons are, none of them include, well, I really like the laws in that town. Because I've read all the tomes and tomes of law, and I've decided that that's where I want to live. I'm consenting to their laws.
It seems pretty clear to me also that, there's a band of thieves that call themselves the city in every place or town or village
right.
or whatever, in every place that you might move to, and they all want your money, and they all have the expectation that they're going to be able to take it from you because you walked into their jurisdiction.
Exactly. So here's what Brian has to say as to why those people are wrong, saying that, you've consented because you're there. Number one, governments have no rights. Rights are held only by those respecting the property of others. Those aggressing against the property of others are shedding their rights by refusing to respect rights. Therefore, government, because it is an aggressor in all that it does, has no rights, not to mention that groups can't have rights anyway. Nor do any of its individual enforcers, which are, of course, the true aggressors. And a lot of collectivists will try to tell you that governments have rights. Well, if that's true, where'd they come from? No one ever really asks questions about that. That's what they teach you these things, but nobody ever really questions it. Really? Government has a right to tax you? How'd that happen exactly?
Yeah, how did government come into being? It's a bunch of people that got together. It's not even a majority of people in town because,
no,
especially a local election, you can't get those majority of anybody out to vote. And it's a majority of the people that actually came out to vote. So you're not talking about a majority of people at all. You're just talking about the most interested people.
Right, well, even if it were a majority of people, let's say it was 75% of the people came out and voted to create a new government. But does that create rights? How does that process work exactly? How many people are required to vote in an election to give government rights?
Well, you'd have to ask Jefferson that because it's interesting. He talks about the just powers of government being derived from the consent of the governed.
Mm-hmm.
But then, judging by the fact that he goes and supports, he actually didn't support the Constitution, but the Articles of Confederation.
Right.
You see that they did build in a certain amount of the majority can decide for everyone. It's a less than perfect system. That is what they eventually settled on. But their other thought was that government was limited from doing certain things at all. whether the majority said it or not. And that's the
point of the Bill of Rights and
right.
the Constitution.
The government was supposed to be very limited, and the majority got to decide how they actually functioned within that very narrow scope. And that's
right.
the difference between then and now, is now the government claims it can do whatever it wants, and it rightly shouldn't be able to.
In theory, if everyone were to consent to a government, then okay, then it has legitimacy. I mean, if 100% of the people say, yeah, okay, that sounds like a good deal, I'll sign on to that program. Okay, you're going to protect me, and in return, I'm going to give you a duty of allegiance, and you're going to call me a citizen. Great, I'll sign my name right here. But no one has done that. No one has done that since the people, wrote up the Constitution back in the 1700s. So, again, how did that create rights for government? It didn't. It's a fantasy. Groups can't have rights. Only individuals can have rights. And even that's up for question as to whether or not individuals even have rights.
Right. But, all government's got is the guns to enforce what it
right.
wants.
Let's take the sheen off of government. Take the rose-colored glasses off here for a moment. And let's look at it for what it really is. It's a group of men and women doing business at the point of a gun. They're offering their products and their services on a coercive basis.
Yeah, they're not really offering. They're jamming
right.
them down your throat.
You're right about that.
And that, I mean, George Washington, the father of our country, was the one who actually coined the term government is not reason, it's force.
Yeah.
It is a, what is it, it's like fire, it's a fearful servant and
a dangerous servant.
Fearful master, yeah.
There we go. These guys kind of understood that this was a beast to be very careful with. However, as you say, Nick, it's just gotten out of control at this point. And now people believe it's gotten so out of control to the point where people have forgotten that the people came before government. Some people believe that governments have, like, they're this entity of their own self.
Right. And somehow that this government here, this United States government, is ordained by God.
Right. It has transcended the individuals who make it up.
Or that it's, and here's the reason. It's like Shinto, Japanese ancestor worship. We have elevated the soldiers in our army to the point that they've laid down their lives for this flag. They've laid down their lives for your freedom. We've elevated them in a form of ancestor worship to the point now that the government is imbued with their souls, and you can't speak badly about the government. Otherwise, you're speaking badly about all the soldiers
right.
that have ever died defending, quote-unquote, defending our freedom.
Right, including your grandpa or something.
Right, and that's a bunch of crap is what that is.
Right.
The government has destroyed what it is that these soldiers were fighting for a long time ago.
Yep.
And they were fighting for a paycheck, largely.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Many of them were fighting because they were forced to
that's
in
true.
A draft, which, of course, is completely antithetical to liberty.
Some
but,
certainly fought
Brian
for
has
reason.
More points, more on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution to eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices
serve in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy, your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from the exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, go and grab them up. Download them for free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com.
Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and the Secret Service on November the 14th, 2007, and all of its precious metals and computers and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the class action lawsuit today. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's libertydollar.org.
1-800-259-9231. Brian has emailed in to rebut the commonly held misconception that somehow you're consenting to all the government's silly little rules and laws that they've written simply by living in their so-called jurisdiction. And it's an absurd concept, and I think he does a fine job of rebutting it here. His first point was that governments don't have rights. That's something that just a lot of people don't get. Only individuals can have rights. Governments are groups of individuals, and those people do have rights. However, they surrender their rights as soon as they aggress on another person, as soon as they initiate force on someone else, as any criminal surrenders his or her rights when they initiate force. Just because government initiates force, and a lot of people are okay with that, doesn't mean that it's any less of an initiation. His second point here is that those who commit acts of aggression are the true criminals. Eric's argument asserts that peaceful people have no right to live in an area occupied by criminals unless they consent to being victimized, and therefore only criminals have rights by his definition. This is the inverse of traditional natural rights theory. Number three, those choosing to live in Ave Maria, Florida, which is a privately owned Catholic-based town, those who choose there have gone there voluntarily, and they have explicitly consented.
When I purchase my own property or rent someone else's property, no third party has legitimate authority over said property, including the government. Government must aggress against that property in order to control it. Therefore, even government must obtain explicit consent to assert control over property. 4. This line of rationale extends to children. Because children are voluntarily living on the property of the parents, they consent to the parents' rules, assuming that the property in question is legitimate and the parents' rights haven't been forfeited on account of aggression. It's important to remember that government does not meet this criteria, therefore they cannot have rights to any property. When the children decide to leave the property of their parents and obtain their own through peaceful means, they are absolved from any obligations to the parents outside of their prior contract. So to sum it up, governments have no rights because they're criminals, and they, as anyone else, have no claim to another's private property outside of explicit consent. The difference between them and us, and parents and children, is that governments have no property legitimately, while parents do. Parents own the property on which the children live. Government does not own the property on which I live.
Well, even if one assumed for a second that the government, isn't a bunch of criminals simply because they were elected and they're following the rules of the law as it's set out, the Constitution, the highest law of the land, that whole thing, one would still have to say that a government doesn't have any more rights than the people that make it up.
That's a good point. If you were to presume they could have a right, but they don't.
Right. Right. You know, the fact that you can get 75% of the people in town or 50% or 20% of whatever the amount of people in town to agree with you and doesn't give you the right to put them together in a lynch mob.
No, yeah, mobs don't have rights, any more rights than anyone else.
Right. What they have over other people is force. And that's all the government is. The government is a lynch mob.
It sure is.
There's no really other way to describe it.
They're the most dangerous form of lynch mob in that
the legitimized lynch mob.
Right. They have this cloak of legitimacy to where when they go and do their mob rule and they destroy people's lives and their property, then people just sort of shrug it off and say, well, glad it wasn't me this time. You know, they don't really feel like they can do anything about it. They feel kind of helpless. They're complete. I mean, with a real lynch mob, at least you could do something about it. You know, you could fight back against them. You could attack the leaders of the mob later on down the line. You could do something. Whereas if you are to use violence on the government in retaliation for their initiated aggression, they're just going to bring it back on you tenfold because they know how to handle that stuff.
Well, I think what a lot of people forget is that even though a majority of people in a given area might consent, it doesn't mean that everybody consents. A majority of Germans did consent to Nazi rule. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened.
That's true.
But I don't think the Jews were really consenting. And that mean they had legitimate authority to do what they did? If someone out there thinks so, they should call in, because that'd be an interesting call.
And that's it's a extreme example. It's a true-to-life example, but it's an extreme one. But those are the best in showing why these things are bad. If it's wrong for the government to come in and take 100% of your money and leave you out in the cold mm-hmm. and poor, it's okay for the government to come in and take 33% of your income?
Well, the argument that this email is trying to dispel is that even if a majority of people don't agree too, mm-hmm. that also means, just because you're there, that means you consent to whatever form of government you have. I mean, look at Ireland. It's Irish now, but about 70 years ago, it wasn't. That doesn't mean a majority of the people were consenting.
Right.
They weren't willingly saying, oh, yes, we'd like to have British colonial rule here. And it's pretty clear how it panned out. But
you know, when you bring up the example of Nazi Germany, a lot of people people are really heavily affected by something called confirmation bias,
mm-hmm.
where essentially they'll look very critically, at things that they agree with. They'll take that in and they'll look at that. And, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree with that. But then when something comes across their desk or, across their screens or their ears that says something contrary to what they believe, they just ignore it. They just, whatever. I'll just push that on. That's not worth my time looking at. So they just ignore it. And when you bring up the example about Nazi Germany, there's really not any significant difference, for instance, in saying that, well, if it was okay for the German police to come around and confiscate Jews and put them into camps, then, or if you don't think that was okay, rather, if you think that was bad, because who could think that was a good idea besides just the most awful racists? So if you think it was bad for the German police to come around and confiscate Jews and put them in camps, then why would you think it's good for American police to come around and confiscate pot smokers and put them in jails? What's the difference there? Is it because they use the gas on the Jews? Is that the only real significant difference?
Well, if I know what the argument's going to be there, but, the idea is that a Jew was born a Jew and they can't help that, whereas a pot smoker wasn't born a pot smoker. They can help that. It's an action versus an ethnicity.
Well, the fact is, they're all people that didn't hurt anybody else, and they don't deserve to be taken away from their freedoms.
You know that I concur with you, right. That I think that it's ludicrous, the whole war on drugs, in the first place. But
pointing out, it is a good example to bring up the Nazi Germany thing. It's just that people want to conveniently ignore it.
Well, that's why I brought up the Irish example, too, because a lot of times people, when they hear any reference to Nazi Germany, once you draw that analogy, a lot of times they say you've lost the argument. You're probably just good with logic and actual cohesive
right.
viewpoint.
Oh, you're talking about those Nazis again.
This isn't Nazi Germany. No, it's not. But the it's a legitimate intellectual point, which you can most people just ignore. So look at Ireland. There's a lot of other examples where people weren't consenting, and they still occupied the area because it's where they lived. It was their home.
800-259-9231. You're welcome to chime in on this or whatever you want. Let's talk to Jeff, listening online. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
This is Stuart in Arkansas.
Well, okay, Stuart. I don't know how they screwed up your name, but here you are. What's on your mind?
Well, earlier this week you were talking to some lady about how to drive without a driver's license.
Yeah, it was an interesting call. What were your thoughts?
Well, I do that all the time, but I just drive a scooter. You don't need a driver's license or a license plate or to register it or anything. And, I drove around for 6 months without a headlight and was never pulled over or anything. I mean, the police is basically a bigger fish to fry, you know?
I suppose you're right about that. Now,
sure. When I was on a scooter, I got pulled over all the time.
Where did you say you lived?
I live in Arkansas.
Yeah, it's a little warmer in Arkansas. I don't know if you could get away driving a scooter in New Hampshire in the winter months. It'd be a little on the cold side. But nonetheless, thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way here, a recording, an undercover recording on an MP3 player has saved someone from police persecution.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies. Starting at just $4.95, you'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The feature's there for free. And enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us. Amazon.freetalklive.com would be where you want to go and start your shopping experience. Now, if you know Amazon, you know they sell pretty much everything. There are 41 categories you can shop in. They even sell used items. And if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a cut of your sale. And it doesn't raise your prices or anything like that. It's just that Amazon sends us a little bit to reward us for sending them the business. So you're going to have to do the shopping anyway, whether it be for the upcoming holiday gift buying season or just something you need for life. Go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones to talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. A pleasure to talk with you again. I wanted to go right into it about, the way Florida asked for all its money back from the government. Basically, every state's supposed to have a fund, and they're going broke now because of illegal immigrants. But other than that, every state's going to follow up on that suit because they've been taxing people. And then
I'm sorry, Jeremy. I don't even know what you're talking about.
With the money.
What did the state of Florida do? I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, about the way the counties and stuff started asking for some of the tax money that had been taken and supposed to have been put in a fund, and every state has this, too, where they have backup money for disasters and this and that and whatnot. Well, they don't have none. What they did with the money was put it in the Dow Jones and all that stuff up there in New York.
So you're saying that Florida's government people took that money, that rainy day fund money or whatever, and invested it and lost it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. They pretty much played Keno with it. And don't you see?
Now, hold on. Now, what did they? Now, how's the federal government factor in here?
Well, because the people were paying into the city, the county, and the state, and then the state took the money and pretty much played poker with it in Wall Street. And now the dollar's going down, everyone's losing their butt.
Well, that's not why the dollar's going down.
There's going to be no money for, like, school buses and this and that, I guess they'll increase it again, the tax again.
Of course they will.
You know, on people so that they can pretty much play keep.
Well, they'll increase the taxes, and at the same time, the dollar will continue losing value. Now, and Jeremy, you do understand that the dollar doesn't lose value because the government gambled on the stock market. The dollar loses value because of inflation when the
government prints money.
The central bank prints out more and more money and just creates it from thin air. And
and it makes our dollar worth even less.
Right, and it also lowers our standard of living as lower or middle-class Americans. It makes it more and more difficult for us to buy the things we need for life because the prices keep going up, which means that, you know, we're not making any more. They're taxing us more, and at the same time, prices are going up. So it just chips away and chips away at the American standard of living.
I don't mean to run over you guys when you're talking sometimes, but I just wanted to say that, you know, and I don't understand why you guys aren't more into the conspiracy thing, because don't you see it's all orchestrated and everything to try to ruin us because we're a bunch of freedom-loving, red-blooded Americans, red, white.
I can explain why, Jeremy, and I will, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231, why aren't we into more of the conspiracy thing? I do a good level of explaining on that. I'd like to have Nick chime in because I don't think you're much of a conspiracy guy either. And
no.
Everybody always hears my viewpoint, but essentially the short version is,
well, the government's big, incompetent, slow, and useless. How in the world could they be so competent in getting their, you know, doing what it is they're doing is taking over the world or whatever, but incompetent at everything else?
Well, I say I'm not a conspiracy buff because I actually do read up on it a lot, just mostly for entertainment. And do I think there are some conspiracies out there? Sure, but this whole idea of a great overarching scheme to enslave us all is ridiculous.
By the world elite?
Yeah, there's all kinds of factions out there. There's all kinds of groups. And where there might be a conspiracy is in one group might have a hidden motive that's not publicly talked about. And, you know, from that perspective, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. There's always some behind the scenes stuff you don't hear about in politics, in religion, in social organizations. That's just life. And,
sure.
You know, looking into conspiracy theories, it's interesting, but even if you're pretty sure one's correct, it's not really going to do anything for you in trying to change the government.
Exactly.
You can say there's a conspiracy, but if it stayed a conspiracy this long and it's secret, odds are you're probably not going to be able to expose it because there've been all kinds of people who've tried. So it's either not there or not that important.
Right. And why bother spending all the effort trying to expose the world to the conspiracy? Because
clearly the world isn't listening.
Right.
You know, like they've been exposing conspiracies since JFK and before
that.
And nobody cares.
Well, they did. I mean, there was something called the P2 conspiracy in Italy, which there was a big collaboration between the far right political spectrum and the mafia and some other interests.
Sure.
And really Freemasonic lodges. There were a few involved. And that was exposed. That's open knowledge. That kind of thing happens all the time. Business interests and social organizations get in bed with certain political groups. That's always happening. That's not a secret. There's
right.
always people trying to buy influence in government, to try to use government to benefit. That's trying to tell people that there's a big conspiracy. That's just the status quo in America. You don't have to dig any deeper than the headlines in the newspaper to see that people try to influence government for their own benefit.
Absolutely. And the fact is that I, as an individual, only have so much time to invest in things that interest me. And one of the things that interests me a lot is doing liberty-oriented activism and helping expose new people to the message of freedom and doing outreach so those people can come across the message of liberty and understand it and internalize it and accept it and make that part of their lives, and so they can go hopefully and do the same thing. So we can help pull away from this trend towards bigger and bigger government and ever intrusive government in our lives. That to me is something that's just so much more tangible and real and something so much more doable than trying to tell everybody the truth about who killed JFK. I mean, I've got a goal that I can reach, whereas all you're trying to do in the conspiracy world, and I don't mean you, Jeremy, I just mean the conspiracy obsessees out there, all you're trying to do is, you know, expose someone to another videotape or another theory that really doesn't have any bearing on the future of freedom in America.
Right, and you know, just the fact that there might be certain power groups using the power structure now, as long as you leave the government with all these powers, to which they don't really have, but as long as we tolerate them doing things like the farm bill, other subsidies, regulations, as long as they have the power to influence the economy and everyday life, somebody is going to benefit from that. Mm-hmm. And that's no secret. So the real solution to all these problems, and where the left doesn't get it, where they say we have a problem with corporations, and in some ways they're right, but the problem lies with the fact that the corporations use the government to benefit themselves unfairly. So you have to reduce the role of government, or, as you advocate, Ian, do away with it entirely. And that depends on, you know, where you, the individual person stands on that.
But, absolutely.
But we need much less government is the solution to most of those problems.
You're right. And having drastically smaller government will prevent any future conspiracies from being able to do anything that would affect your life. If you think about this, when the conspiracy people call into the show, and thankfully they haven't been doing so too much recently, but when they call in, a lot of them like to brag. Like they have bragging rights amongst themselves about who's done the most research. For instance, well, I put in 500 hours of my time into researching this 9/11 conspiracy, and so that makes me an expert, and so you should listen to what I have to say.
The research also has to come up with a new and interesting facts. You know, you have to take another angle on it.
But what my point is going to be is that these people invested all of this time of theirs into, you know, learning about the melting point of steel and what happened to the engines and what happened, you know, all these different questions about the conspiracy theory surrounding the 9/11 things. Am I saying I believe the government story? No. I don't believe anybody's story, okay? I don't know what the real story is, and to me it doesn't matter. What matters is working for freedom and liberty. But what I'm saying here is these people put in all of this time that they could have been doing something else. They could have been doing something more productive with that time, but no, they've been researching and researching and researching and gathering all these factoids about their little conspiracy theory. So by the time they've spent all that time, it's been, you know, 5 years, 6 years since 9/11 at this point. Well, before you know it, there's going to be another conspiracy theory for them to put a whole bunch of time and research into, because as government is so large, inevitably people will continue to conspire to do things, and there'll always be some new theory to research and spend a whole bunch of time putting in all this effort into. For what? What are you getting out of this? Certainly not smaller government. That's what we're working for. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Have you ever...